China buys more than half of the soybeans produced in the Ohio Valley. So China's threat this week to impose a 25% tariff on soy means farmers could be in the crosshairs of a trade war. The tariff talk comes as President Trump's Agriculture Secretary, Sonny Perdue, visits the region this week. Nicole Irwin has more.
Each morning, Davy Stevens wakes up to check commodities online. Wednesday morning was no different, except the market price of soybeans had dropped almost 40 cents.
At a projected crop of 4.3 billion bushels of soy this year, soybean farmers by that overnight have lost 1.72 billion in value. So is it a big deal? It's a huge deal.
Stevens farms about 3,000 acres of soybeans along with corn and poultry at his West Kentucky farm in Hickman County. Stevens also serves as vice president of the American Soybean Association.
How will that play out for what's planted? I don't know. But I am concerned that if we lose this market with China, which is our number one export market, around $14 billion in soybean sales annually, if we lose that, it will be picked up by our southern neighbors, which is South America.
The potential trade war with China can be added to the list of worries that farmers in the Ohio Valley have under this administration. The ag industry is still waiting to see what will happen with NAFTA negotiations, the free trade deal between Canada and Mexico, though movement is expected in July after Mexico's presidential elections.
Our first reaction is one of extreme concern and disappointment that it's come to this. Trade is extremely important to soybean farmers, not just in Ohio, but all over the country.
That's Jennifer Coleman, Communications Director for the Ohio Soybean Association. Over the past decade, exports from Ohio, West Virginia, and Kentucky topped $2 billion in products to NAFTA countries. But it's Kentucky and Ohio that has the most to lose in tariff threats on soybeans. The two states exported around $3.4 billion in total sales last year. Davy Stevens says uncertainty is just part of the agriculture game.
Farmers are always just optimistic. They're realists, but they're optimistic, and they're hopeful that everything will work.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin.